USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. military says it launched airstrikes against targets in eastern Syria Tuesday. The sites were reportedly used by groups linked to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. The military central command says the strikes were aimed at protecting U.S. forces from attacks from Iranian-backed groups. Trigger laws banning most abortions with limited exceptions are set to take effect in three states, Texas, Idaho, and Tennessee, on Thursday, August 25th. When these laws go into effect, a dozen states in total will have banned abortion. According to the leading pro-life organization, SBA, Pro-Life America, the three latest laws going into effect could prevent as many as 69,000 abortions each year across three states. And a new Morning Consult political poll found that just 24% of those surveyed say the $740 billion Inflation Reduction Act will reduce inflation, while 34% think it will make inflation worse. This is USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
NASA's upcoming Artemis 1 launch is expected to draw an estimated 100,000 people to Florida's Space Coast. The launch is scheduled for August 29th and will be the largest rocket launch from the Kennedy Space Center in years. The Artemis program aims to put humans back on the moon within the decade, and Artemis 1 is the first step towards achieving that. This first launch will send an uncrewed mission on a 4 to 6 week trip to the moon and back. President Biden said Wednesday he'll cancel up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt for many borrowers and double that amount for Pell Grant recipients, a move that could offer some level of forgiveness for about 43 million Americans. The forgiveness is expected to apply to Americans earning under $125,000 per year or $250,000 per year for married couples who file taxes jointly. The White House estimates that 90% of relief will go to people earning less than $75,000. The president's also extending a pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Wednesday marked 6 months since Russia invaded Ukraine and the current war began. President Biden has pledged additional military aid, nearly $3 billion worth. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK is also pledging another $64 million for drones and missile systems for the Ukrainian army. In Kyiv, Johnson also says that the international community remains united, but urges allies to stay the course.
To all our friends, I simply say this, we must keep going. We must show, as friends of Ukraine, that we have the same strategic endurance as the people of Ukraine.
In Arizona, they don't want the public whipping out their phones to record police up close. They've got a new law on the books that makes it a crime. Now the state's being sued. The ACLU says it's the public's First Amendment right to record officers on the job. 2 years ago, it was cell phone footage from a bystander that brought to light the murder of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis. And an NFL Hall of Famer has passed away.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about the situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.